Dear Jack, what can be done with a woman who despises all praise and is above flattery? Why will she still wish, to my face, that she had never departed from her father's house? Why does she deny me her company till I lose my patience? And why, when she is then offended, does she carry her indignation to the utmost length? The impolite charmer. And to a temper so vindictive as mine. Jack, if you could see the abject slave she has reduced me to. So humbled am I by her, so looking the fool, that I am determined to take her to such a place where she cannot fly from me, and then see how my will works. And my plotting, to my joy, seems to have worked. Her brother, as usual, falls into my hands, and she has agreed to go to London, where she believes she will be safer from his proposed kidnapping at the hands of one Captain Singleton. As you know, I believe that virtue cannot be found in woman. This belief is crystallized by my first love, who betrayed me when I was at a tender age. Finding my beloved in the arms of another, so devastated was I by her duplicity and calculation, I vowed then to revenge myself on the sex. So, here's the trial. No woman has ever held out against me past a month. I have concluded against the whole sex upon it. Is it not for the whole sex, for all of female kind, that this trial should be made? Clarissa Harlowe, the virtue of all your sex depends on you alone. A great venture, do you not think, Jack? I have secured lodgings for her with Mrs. Sinclair. You remember Polly. How could you not? What do you think, Jack? Surely the perfect place for such a trial. And there, we will have a rabble-rousing night with you and all the White Hart fellows where you can meet my angel. Nobody doubts that she is to be my wife. My panicky little bird. That is, if I ever decide to marry. And if, of course, she excels in her trial. Your good friend, Robert.